God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. If I were to ask you who is the strongest person you know, you probably would think of someone who can impose their will on others or can express themselves forcefully. That is, someone who has an obvious strength of some kind. And there are such strong people. However, sometimes the strongest people we know do not draw attention to themselves in that way because the strength they have is not merely the strength to overcome, it's the strength to endure. You know, in Colossians chapter 1, verse 11, the Bible says, "Strengthen with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness." Strengthened, all right? Well, the question is, how much strength is available? And the answer is all. Strengthened with all might. Might here is the word from which we get our word dynamite. And when you read Colossians 1, and you read of this one who is the image of the invisible God, Jesus Christ, who created all things, who is before all things, who is the head of the church, who is the beginning, who is the firstborn from the dead, who is to have the preeminence, you realize that he is one who has all might. So strengthen with all might. Well, how do we get this might? And the answer is according to his glorious power. Power here means dominion. And Jesus is, again, the one that has the power because he has the reign. He has the dominion. And what is the purpose of the strength he gives to us? Well, in this case, it's not merely to overcome. It is the power to endure unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Not just patience, but suffering long-suffering, and with joyfulness. So the point this morning is that the power to overcome comes from the strength to endure. And this is all a gift from the Lord Jesus as we depend on him for it. You know, I think we ought to be overcomers, but it may be that today the strength you need is just the strength to keep at it, the strength to endure and to do so joyfully. At the end of the day, power is not an end to itself. The purpose of the strength that is available today is to help us endure and eventually to overcome.